Slender was 58 when he died on Tuesday following complications from heart bypass surgery at an Eau Claire hospital. A member of the Lakota Ray tribe and a graduate of the UW-Madison Law School, he's best known for his role in the spearfishing battle and his leadership of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. For the past two decades, the commission has regulated the tribal hunting and fishing harvest in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Fellow Lakota Ray tribal member Mick Isham now chairs the commission. He says Schlender will be remembered for his good-humored response to treaty rights opponents who demanded that tribal spearers should be required to use birch bark canoes and wooden spears the way their ancestors had.
Well, then you have to go around in covered wagons and ride horses. Why should one party to the treaty stop in time and not the other party? And it was his logic and humor. His humor could come through in the most serious circumstances, and that, of course, being our treaty rights cases.
Lac de Flambeau tribal member Tom Malson also worked with Schlender on defending treaty rights.
He's one of our warriors that died young, and he's going to be remembered as what we call in our language, Ogichida, a great warrior and protection of rights for any people, not just treaty rights, but in general, all rights.
Former Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary George Meyer was often at odds with Schlender in negotiations over establishing harvest levels for the walleye spearing season, but he says he'll remember Schlender as a friend.
Jim did a very good job of representing the tribal interest in those negotiations, and he and I gained a lot of respect and friendship over the years for each other, and ultimately he made the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission a very respected management and law enforcement agency.
Schlender worked to increase the tribe's ability to manage their natural resources scientifically while keeping their traditions alive. During a ceremony honoring hundreds of Ojibwe who died during the winter of 1850, he talked about why such ceremonies are important.
Every day we remember the treaty signing, and this is a way to remember our ancestors. It has a sadness to it, but it's joyful in a way because that's part of our traditions, the Anishinaabe traditions, to remember those that have passed away.
Schlender's family, friends, and colleagues held a wake for him last night at the Lakota Ray Reservation. His funeral takes place later this morning. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.